Good evening, everyone. Let me open up my notes. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas. I know I sure ate. I don't really have a loud voice, so if at any point in time you can't hear me, just let me know or throw something at me. I don't mind. The thing I want to talk about is loving those who can be hard to love. It's something that can be very hard to do, especially if that someone is like Joe. I want to start off by reading something, if you can turn your Bibles to Romans 12, starting from verse 14. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another, do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. But if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Something that I struggled with was verse 19. It says, let us therefore make every... No, that's not it. Where is it? Wrong one, sorry. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written. The way I was raised, not by my mom. My mom was always the one to tell me if I got into trouble, to go to the teachers. But from my dad's side of the family, it was, if someone insults you, you insult them back. If someone shoves you, you shove them back. If someone hits you, you hit them right back. And I've always thought that if you don't fight back or you don't say something back, then you're a coward. But to be honest, it's easy to hit someone back. The hard thing is to not get an eye for an eye. If you could turn your Bibles to Matthew, chapter 5, verse 38. You've heard those said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to see you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Jesus wants us to go above and beyond when it comes to loving our enemies. He says in verse 41, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, you go 2 miles. I want to keep reading from Matthew 5, starting verse 43. You've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. It's easy to love those who are easy to love or those who love you. But if we just love those who love us and don't love the ones who persecute us or hate us, then how different are we from anyone else? And that's my lesson.